Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Great to be here, Paul. We have some really significant stories today, especially around hardware and the ongoing talent wars.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a big one, OpenAI has just unveiled its custom jalapeno chip. This is huge for their push towards hardware independence, isn't it?
It really is, Paul. We've seen tech giants investing heavily in their own silicon, and OpenAI's jalapeno is their spicy entry into owning that compute layer. They're claiming substantially better than current state-of-the-art performance, which could give them a serious efficiency edge.
9 months from design to factory ready, with their own AI models even helping in the design process. That's an incredibly fast turnaround, Jane. It's an ASIC chip, right? Focused on inference for running finished models?
That's exactly right, Paul. It's not for training the models, but for running them efficiently for users, like ChatGPT. This move significantly reduces their reliance on NVIDIA for that specific workload, which is a major strategic play.
Moving from hardware to a rather contentious legal issue, Anthropic is accusing Alibaba of illicitly distilling their Claude AI. They're alleging this happened via 25,000 fraudulent accounts, Jane.
Wow, that's a serious accusation, Paul. Distilling an AI model typically means creating a smaller, more efficient version that mimics the original's behavior. If true, it's a huge intellectual property issue and highlights the length some companies might go to gain a competitive edge.
On a more positive note for AI applications, GPT-5 Pro has reportedly solved a 3-year immunology mystery. This could really advance cancer research, couldn't it?
It's an incredible demonstration of AI's power in scientific discovery, Paul. Solving a long-standing mystery in immunology is no small feat, and breakthroughs like this can accelerate drug development and our understanding of complex diseases like cancer.
And speaking of OpenAI, they're also making waves in the talent market. Noam Shazir, a co-lead for Google Gemini, has departed for OpenAI. That's a big defection, Jane.
It really is, Paul. Shazir is a highly respected figure in the AI community, known for his work on the Transformer architecture. His move to OpenAI is a significant win for them, and certainly raises questions about Google's ability to retain top talent in this competitive landscape.
Another interesting development comes from Z.AI, whose open-source GLM 5.2 has achieved top Chinese model status on the ARC AGI-2 benchmark. It's also running 7.5 times cheaper than some competitors.
That's fantastic news for the open-source community and for global AI accessibility, Paul. Achieving top performance while also being significantly more cost-effective means wider adoption and more innovation, especially in regions where compute resources might be tighter. Switching gears a bit, Andre Karpathy has been quite vocal lately, particularly criticizing X's AI algorithms for driving toxicity. He says they reward negative behavior, Jane. He's absolutely right, Paul. When algorithms are optimized for engagement without sufficient guardrails, they often inadvertently amplify polarizing content and negative interactions. It's a fundamental problem with how some social platforms are designed and incentivized. And on the policy front, Francis Fukuyama is proposing an international treaty for a global moratorium on superintelligent AI development. That's a pretty strong stance, wouldn't you say? It certainly is, Paul. Fukuyama's proposal signals that AI safety is moving into mainstream intellectual discourse, which is important. However, the feasibility of enforcing such a global moratorium across all nations would be incredibly challenging, to say the least.
Indeed. Well, that's a packed digest for today. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always a lot to discuss in the world of AI.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for Thursday, June 25th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, stay curious.